Keep it fresh, keep it local. Celebrate the heart of a community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmer's Market Podcast is the place to be.
Great day, everybody, and welcome to the Farmer's Market Podcast, the show that talks about all things farmer's market related here in South Carolina. And today's guest is no stranger to farmer's markets because she actually runs one right up here in the upstate of South Carolina. Welcome to the show, Maggie Blair from the Greer Farmer's Market.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Right now it's the middle of the week, so you're gearing up. We just started market season for a lot of summer markets at the beginning of May. Now, what first inspired you to get involved with the Greer Farmers Market?
Well, I have a degree in food science from Clemson, so I've always been fascinated by food, always been hoping to use that degree and help people find their passion for food, to eat healthy, to think about the things that they're eating and how that can benefit them. When I graduated, it was the recession, so I took the first job I could get, and that was event planning. I did that at a retirement home for 9 years, and I loved it. But then after, 9 years or so, I thought, well, what about that food science? How can I bring that back into my life?
Yeah, exactly.
And then I was looking at the farmers markets in the area. I ended up on the board of the Greer Farmers Market first. And our director at that time was moving. So then I transitioned into the manager position, which led to the director position. So I've enjoyed all of my time with the farmers market and event planning in general. And I'm so glad that I can now do event planning and food science things at the same time. So it's a perfect fit.
So give us a kind of a flavor of the Greer Farmers Market. Just kind of lay it out for us.
The market is in its 10th year. So that's super exciting. 10 years in downtown Greer. Our market has grown over that time. It started out with about 10 vendors in a parking lot in downtown. And now we've got an average of 45 vendors every week in Greer City Park. Wow. So it's been fantastic. The Greer is a growing city. And so our foot traffic has also been growing, which is great. And so the market has scaled with the people moving into town. Most people, when they move in someplace, the farmers market's one of the first places they go to learn about an area, learn about the food, right, the music, the fashion. So it's been great to welcome people into our market. And also our longtime market shoppers too. It's been nice to meet them and grow with them.
Now, how have you seen the market impact the local community? How does that work? And what have you experienced in the past couple of years?
The market and the community are very tied together. And the market changes basically with the community's wants and needs. For the past 3 years, we were meeting on Tuesdays, which started out being a great day for the community. But over that time, people have asked to move to Sundays. And so in talking with people and our vendors, they've said that Sundays is the day that they want to meet with the farmers market. So based on that feedback, we've done that this year, and it's been really successful so far. And we've seen a lot of people enjoy that. So the market's very community driven, and we have people, businesses from the community come in to support, to sponsor. We have local nonprofits coming out to share their visions for the community and their resources. And it's just all connected.
And give us the time frame of, as far as when you guys start the market. I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show that the market season is in full swing for a lot of different markets. So what is the time frame in which you run, and then what are the hours of operation? And again, it is on Sunday, which is different. A lot of markets happen on Saturday.
Yeah, we're weekly on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that runs from May through August. And then we'll have monthly off-season events between September and April.
Awesome. Now, tell me a little bit. I've actually been a vendor at several markets, and I've gone to quite a few different markets. Are there any market regulars that show up that you kind of have, you've built a relationship over the past couple of years where you like, if you don't see them, you know they're missing?
Yes. Yeah, we have a lot of market regulars. I would say Jazzbo got the award for best attendance last year. He missed maybe one or two markets the whole year. So he was great. He's a salsa vendor, and you're probably familiar with him, and a lot of our shoppers are familiar with them. They're great. So Jazzbo is probably going to be there if you come to our market. Been there for many years. As we celebrated the 10th anniversary, I went back and looked at who has been here the longest, and Humble Roots is one of our oldest vendors, has been there all 10 years. Padula's Plants has been there all 10 years. And Bully Bites, Dog Treats, they started out with us and they recently returned. So that's exciting. So we've got some vendors that have been with us for 10 years, which is great.
That's awesome. Now, you mentioned you give an award for the most attendance as far as being a vendor or a market goer. So what are some other local traditional or seasonal kind of celebrations that the Greer Farmers Market kind of lets everybody kind of be a part of?
Yeah. So we started doing awards for vendors last year, just kind of casually, a way to signal that these vendors are great, which all of our vendors are great, but that's fun. So that was something that we did last year. And then this year we did the longest vendor awards, which is great, with the vendors that I mentioned. Some traditions that we have throughout the year, we have a peach cook-off, which is coming up. That's July 13th. That's super fun. Anybody can participate to see who has the best peach items. Normally it's like peach cobblers or peach sweet treats, but we've had peach barbecue sauce enter into the competition. We've had peach lemonade as part of that. So anything peach related can qualify for the peach competition. So we hope that people sign up. The signups are open now for that. So that's a great annual thing that we do.
So if anybody does peach ice cream, please let me know. Now, let me ask you this. When you do these events, especially the cook-off, I love the cook-offs. Do the market goers get a sample and then do they vote? How does that work? Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure people are prepared if they show up in July. You said it was in July, correct?
Yes. Yes. July 13th. So there's no fee to enter your entry into the competition, but you do have to sign up. To taste the samples, are $1 each. And then you can buy tickets for how many contestants we have. So if we have 10 contestants, then you buy 10 tickets for $10. That's how it works.
Okay. And if there are more contestants, can you just get a wristband and just eat all you want? Is there like a
$20? No, wristband. But that's something that I thought about. I know other people do a wristband and all you can eat. We try to tailor the price to how many contestants there are.
Right.
So, you know, if we think that there's 10 and then there, you know, 8 show up, then you're not paying for 10. You can pay for 8, you know. But yeah, but I love looking at what other people do, and I'm always trying to see something new or a different way of doing things for our market. So we have the peach cook-off, and then we also have the chili cook-off. The chili cook-off's in November. So we have two cook-offs a year, and they're both really, really fun. They're very different cook-offs, so it's worthwhile to come to both.
So the market's got a cook-off, a chili cook-off in November, and then, of course, the peach, whatever it might be, whether it be ice cream, pie, cobbler, or what have you.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's in July. So, okay, there's a lot that you have to manage in terms of a farmer's market. So what are some things about managing the farmer's market that would surprise most people?
Our farmer's market just has two staff members right now. That's me and an intern. And we have a board of directors who are very helpful as well. But there's just like running a small business, like many of our vendors are. Yeah. The farmer's market is kind of a small business itself. So, you know, you're doing everything, the marketing, the accounting, the, you know, public relations and meeting and talking to people and, you know, scheduling vendors. You know, just a little of everything. And that's one of the fun things about managing a market is that it is a little bit of everything. So no 2 days are the same.
Yeah. And you have 40 plus vendors. What's the foot traffic like at the Greer Farmers Market?
Our opening day had 1,500 people at it. And so some of our bigger events will have over 2,000 people at them. April had over 2,000, which is great. That was another fun new tradition that we've been doing with Greer Relief, where we have what they call Neighborhood Connections, which is a nonprofit showcase. So they had about 20 nonprofits out there, all nonprofits related to helping the Greer community, which is great. And that brought a great crowd. So next year, look for that again. That's a wonderful event with a wonderful organization. And our trick or treat is another one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys do that in October, correct?
In October, yeah. That's another big, big event for us that'll get over 2,000 people as well.
So you mentioned you it's just you and an intern managing and coordinating all of these activities. What's impressive, I just happened to be traveling this past weekend. Was it last weekend? Yeah, last weekend from North Carolina into South Carolina. And we went into there's a new visitor center. I don't know if you've ever been to it. And we started looking at all the different things that are for the upstate. And believe it or not, you had a little card that promoted the Greer Farmers Market. And I was just like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, we just did that this year. We had a grant that helped us with tourism. And so that was part of that. And so I made up that little flyer and I sent them out to all of the welcome centers in the state. So that's great. I'm glad you saw that.
Yeah, very well done. And it was like right there. I'll be honest with you. There were a couple other farms, I think, that had something, but I was looking for the TD, you know, the big one down in Greenville. Yeah. Now it's buried in the Greenville books. It's in there. It's all over the place. But it was kind of impressive just to see in the middle of all this stuff. It's like, oh, that's the Greer Farmers Market. What's one of the most rewarding things about, you know, managing a market that you've experienced?
I love meeting the people. I love learning from our vendors. Our vendors are all very smart, talented people. You know, getting to have those conversations with people in a front row seat to things that they're doing and they're learning. I'm not a farmer myself, but I have aspirations of growing things, and it's great to learn from them and hear from them what they're doing. And chat with them about the things they have. If they're growing plants, I get to learn more about the plants that they're growing. If they're making food, I get to learn more about the food that they're making. And I get to eat some wonderful things. So that's great. You know, getting the best meats and eggs in town. It's wonderful.
Now, you mentioned the rewarding things about your job. What are some of the most challenging aspects of your job?
I would say the thing that I like least is when I have to turn people away. I hate telling vendors no, that we don't have room, or you know, that it's not going to work out this week, or if there's 20 lemonade applicants in 1 year, I can't have everybody out, even though I would love to, because it all looks wonderful.
Just lemonade. Oh, that's
hilarious. Know, every year there is something that everybody applies in, and it's fun to see those trends of like, you know, what is the it thing that everyone's making or that everyone's doing. And I do wish that I could just say yes to everybody, because it all looks great. But yeah, this year I think it might be lemonade. I think lemonade is the it thing this year.
Lemonade. That's funny. Yeah. Now I did notice we just had on the podcast, Brooke Blend Tallow, and I noticed tallow seems to be really popular.
Yeah.
I know a few years back it was candles. The candles are still there.
Okay. Well, some candles I need. Well, some days, Mother's Day, I don't have anybody.
But that's
a hard one though, when it's Mother's Day. You know, our Sunday date do fall on Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Okay. Okay. I have to keep that in mind. So you still are taking throughout the season applications for vendors.
Yeah. I keep our application open. I do on our application, I list things that are full, a full application. If it's listed as full, it means I've got a wait list of 3 or 4 people. So I just, you know, that's probably enough people on the wait list, I think, for our market. And then if it's on wait list, then maybe there's one person on wait list, you know, and so we're still taking applications because people will cancel. Life happens. Maybe you sign up for the season and then, you know, you end up moving or whatever. So now I do.
What kind of mix do you try to get in terms of farmers with vegetables versus artisans or craft makers or what, or maybe even bread seems to be very popular, popular as well.
Yeah,
but
people love bread.
What's the mix that you get? What's the mix that you guys try to get at the Greer Farmers Market?
I try to have at least 51% to be what they call staple foods. So edible items, you know, vegetables, savory things, you know, so food, mostly food related things for 51% at least. But I think we might be over that this year, which is great.
Interesting. Okay. So in terms of looking at it from as a market manager, you're not really concerned so much with the vegetable fresh, although that is the huge attraction is to get fresh vegetables.
Yeah.
But you actually throw in some of the edibles like cookies, cupcakes, bread. I guess there's a litany of different edible things. So that's kind of part of your mix. You want to do edible versus non-edible, I guess.
Yeah, I think that like when you look at it as a whole, I start with like edible versus not edible. And then you can break things down into categories. I try to have a certain number of bath like soaps vendors versus like fiber artists versus other kinds of, you know, jewelry, and to schedule those out. Now, it'll never be perfect because so many people do a multitude of things. So somebody might do might end up in 5 different categories. And so then it kind of, you know, you just play with it and see what's selling and how much foot traffic you have. And it all balances out.
Yeah, I totally get that. Now, if the Greer Farmers Market had a theme song or a motto, what would it be and why? I think you guys have a motto, but.
Yeah, I think our slogan is all your access to fresh local foods and community. If we had a theme song, that's a good question.
Come on. If you had a theme song, what would it be?
Come up with a jingle. Bring your family to downtown Greece. We got everything all year. I'll make up something.
Hey, there you go.
Food and community is those two things of, you know, we've got food, but we've also got the connections and people who make it and the conversations with neighbors and other businesses in the community that kind of bring it all together. We have a lot of outside area for picnicking. One nice thing about our market is that there's just a lot of green space. We have a musician that plays music under the tree, and there's just lots of place to picnic or even to throw a ball with your kids and to spread out and to really linger. It's not a place that's going to rush you out. You can take your time, you know, and start up those conversations with the vendors or your friends or people nearby when you're standing in line for something. It's a great place to just have conversations.
That's awesome. Now, I know a lot of farmers markets, I kind of relay this story when I was going to the Fountain Inn Farmers Market, and it was really struggling back then. I mean, like they would even waive your fee and everything because they just wanted people that were growing things to come in. Now, they've done a great job of rebounding, and it's a great market to go to. But let's say, I know funding is limited, but let's say you at the Greer Farmers Market had an unlimited funding source for one market improvement, what would you do? If your bosses are listening.
Oh, that's a good question. I think if it was allowed, I would love some sort of covering, you know, like a pavilion or maybe not even a pavilion, but some way, some sort of covering situation.
Protect from the, basically rain or wind, which wind I've told people in different podcasts, wind is, I hate wind. I could deal with the rain, maybe not a downpour, but wind is rough. So where do you see the, where do you see the market in 5 years from now?
I think our market is just going to grow. I think that we'll be in a very similar spot, but probably with more vendors and more people out.
Okay. Awesome. Now, if you could spotlight one unsung hero of your market, whether it be a vendor, or maybe it's somebody in the community that actually works at the market, or who would it be and why?
Oh, the city helps us a lot. We have a lot of support from the city. And so, that's great. We have volunteers that are wonderful. Our volunteers have saved us many a day. They come and they help the vendors. They help us. They'll sit in booths while vendors go take a bathroom break. They'll help them set up their tents. Volunteers are great. And I think that anybody planning event that has volunteers, will say that volunteers are just wonderful and keep us going. And they don't get a lot of recognition sometimes. So it is great to give them a shout out.
What do you wish more people understood about what it takes to make a market run smoothly? If you could convey that to people that are coming to the market, what do you want them to know?
It's a lot of little things. It's a lot of little things that add up to a lot of time. So it does take a lot of time and behind the scenes to coordinate things, to talk to people. A lot of people have different preferences on where they'd like to set up. And then, working with the city, to plan the dates and to make sure that everything's there. Making sure that we have trash cans and, this and power and this and that is on. When you have 45 vendors every week and not necessarily the same vendors every week, I think we have over 100 vendors scheduled throughout the summer. So that's just a lot of conversation. So it does take some time. It's not necessarily, it's fun. It's fun, talking to everybody, but it does take time.
Let me ask you this, Maggie, since you've been doing this for 3 years, mm-hmm. what advice would you give to someone who, let's say, is starting a new farmer's market from scratch in another town? What's the one mm-hmm. thing you would tell them?
I would say to meet with other farmers market managers. Those connections for me have been huge. There's a farmers market association in South Carolina. There's an annual meeting. I would definitely say to go to that, to join the South Carolina Farmers Market Association and to go to the annual meeting and to connect with other farmers market managers near you. I think from the connections I've made, I think that most people do want to talk to other farmers market managers because, like myself as a team of one, sometimes you don't know other ideas or what other people are doing or ways that right. have helped right. them. So that's what I would suggest is to talk with other farmers market managers.
Now, what is one thing you would tell a market vendor or would-be market vendor?
A similar thing. If you want to be a farmer's market vendor, I think the first thing to do would be to go to farmer's markets and see what's there. Maybe think about what's missing, what's not there. Talk to other vendors and see what their experiences is. Ask them what they think the farmer's market is missing. If you don't already have an idea of something that you want to do, most farmer's markets do probably need more farmers. So, if you want to grow something, it's a great time to start growing something, even if it's just in your backyard, even if it's small. Try something new. Try growing something if you have the ability to do that and talk with the farmers at the farmers market. Ask them, what is the farmers market missing? Look around and see, maybe nobody's got cucumbers this year. Maybe nobody's got squash this year. Maybe everybody has cherry tomatoes and nobody has beefsteak tomatoes. You can find your niche and find your spot in there somewhere.
Let's go back to the visitor center where somebody sees your little card right there in the middle of all of the upstate cards. And they go, wow, Greer Farmers Market. What would you tell a market goer to remember when they come to the Greer Farmers Market?
We've got a new program this year that's not on our card, but with the chamber has been wonderful. We were every year they have a Leadership Greer Project, and we were chosen for this year's Leadership Greer Project. And through that project, we have $5 vouchers for kids that come to the market, and they can use that voucher on fresh fruits and vegetables. So if you've got children, make sure to stop by our Healthy Kids booth. Awesome. Because we have vouchers, and not only do we have vouchers, but we have kids' activities. We have story time. It's wonderful. Lots of things for children at our market this year.
That's awesome. I love it when there's a family fun atmosphere. And I'm going to ask you this one last question. What's the one thing you would want to tell listeners of the Farmers Market podcast about the Greer Farmers Market?
I hope that no matter where in the upstate you are, you come out to our farmers market this summer and see all of the wonderful foods and handmade items that we have. Our vendors are all within 50 miles of Greer. So when you come to the Greer Farmers Market, you're really seeing something local, something made by people here. It's delicious. We've got a little bit of everything, and you're going to have a great time meeting everyone in Greer. And stop by downtown Greer, which is just a block away. The downtown area is beautiful. It's got paved bricks and lights overhead, and it's just a lovely town. If you've never been to Greer, come and see us.
Maggie, I want to thank you for being on the Farmers Market podcast. This has been fun. Anything else you want to add?
Oh, I think that about sums it up. I'm really excited for Healthy Kids. I'm really excited for everybody that's come out already. We've had a wonderful first market. This Sunday was our very first market. And so I'm really excited for everything that the summer brings. We've been working really, really hard for the past couple months to get everything ready. We've got a lot of great events. The Peach Cook-Off is coming up. But we also have on June 1st, we're partnering with the BMW Charity Pro-Am. They're having a party on Trade Street on June 1st at the same time as our market. So it'll all be flowing together. We'll have a lot of things on Trade Street, and then we're just a block over on the park. So that'll be a really big day. That'll be fun. There's something different every single week. So keep coming back.
And that's a wrap, folks. We made it together through this episode of the Farmers Market Podcast. In good spirits, a little humor, and lots of information. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Farmers Market Podcast. If you've enjoyed our segments, if you had an itching to shop local, you're officially part of the freshest crew around. You can catch every episode at thefarmersmarketpodcast.com. It's like visiting a farmers market without the early wake-up call or the accidental tumble of tomatoes. We're also hanging out on Facebook, where you can find us at facebook.com/farmersmarketpodcast. Follow us, share a comment, or drop a photo of your latest market haul. Bonus points for oddly shaped vegetables. And hey, if you've got a farm, a market, or a great story to share, we'd love to have you on as a guest. Just visit our website, click Be a Guest, and let us know why you'd make the perfect addition to the podcast. And who knows, your story could inspire the next wave of local farmers and food lovers everywhere. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. And remember, here on the Farmers Market Podcast, we keep it fresh, we keep it local. See you next time.
Strolling through the market, it's a beautiful day. Fresh picked produce just a step away. Meat and dairy from the farm to your plate. Homemade crafts that are truly great. Keep it fresh, keep it local. Celebrate the heart of the community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmers Market Podcast is the place to be. Learn about the farmers and the seeds they sow, the beekeeper's secrets and how gardens grow. homesteading wisdom tips galore. Every week, there's always more. Keep it fresh, keep it local. Celebrate the heart of the community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmer's Market Podcast is the place to be. The cluck of the chickens, the buzz of the bees, fresh air and sunshine, it's all you need. Connecting with the farmers, the crafters too. Every episode there's something new. Keep it fresh, keep it local. Celebrate the heart of the community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmer's Market Podcast is the place to be. So grab your basket and come along. Tune in each week for the freshest song. The Farmer's Market Podcast, it's where